This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Hospitals face millions of dollars in penalties for patients admitted again and again for the same problems. Researchers are zeroing in on these very expensive, chronically ill people, and they're going beyond mere data to try and understand what makes them tick. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
So-called super utilizers keep coming back to the hospital for any number of reasons.
They may not have access to a primary care doctor. They may not be able to get their medications. They may also just be lonely.
Dr. Dawn Mountner at Jefferson University Hospital says what we know about this group of patients comes primarily from insurance claims data. It's not enough.
Who they are is a bigger question than what kind of insurance they have and how many times they've been in the hospital. We still have a whole bunch of people who are not getting what they need.
So, for the past 2 years, Mountner has been in dozens of Camden homes, scratching out 60, 90, 120-minute interviews. And a pattern has emerged. People like Jackie Coleman, who's 62, have stories of childhood trauma.
I slept with a knife under my pillow at all times.
The Christmas Coleman was 8, her mother's boyfriend threw a chair at Coleman's mother.
Then I seen her go under the sink, and she got lie. And she threw it in his face.
A growing body of research suggests chronic anxiety and trauma that comes with prolonged exposure to violence, hunger, overall instability can not only affect mental health, but physical health too. Some research shows that people like Coleman are more likely to have chronic conditions. She has 4: asthma, high blood pressure, arthritis, and diabetes. Coleman says her childhood has made it hard to trust, including her doctors.
If you don't trust the doctor, you're not going to be truthful. You're not going to tell them everything they need to know. You're going to tell them just enough to get some medicine, but not enough to get the right medicine.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, 1% of all patients, the super utilizers, are responsible for 22% of all health spending. CMS's Medicaid Medical Director, Stephen Cha, says there's a lot at stake in understanding what drives these people, but it's not easy.
This is not a new observation, understanding that a small percentage take up a large percentage of costs. And we've tried to think about this for a long, long time, for years and years.
Dr. Mountner believes it's worth exploring.
Patients like Jackie Coleman have a lot to teach us. If we don't get to know Jackie, we can't hope to solve the problems that they face.
Coleman's advice, doctors and nurses have to take the time to listen. Something Coleman knows isn't always as easy as it sounds. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
That story is part of our ongoing series looking at on-the-ground impact of new healthcare laws through the people of Camden, New Jersey.